Well, we went to Africa. Can you even believe it? And we got back. That was the miracle right there, I'm telling you. We got there, and it was supposed to be so, like, no rain. Well, when we got there, let it just say it was raining men. Hallelujah. I mean, it was raining so much. It was hailing. It was raining. And the roads were so muddy that we got stuck. We got stuck. We just got stuck. And then we pulled out, and then we got stuck. And then we got some people out of the car, but our luggage was still stuck in the van that didn't move. Then we got in another van, and there was like about 12 or 13 of us in a van. And we're going up this hill because it was the last bit of the journey, and we haven't quite made it to our place yet. And we're going, okay, it's an 8-hour drive that took 12 hours later. We weren't quite there yet. And we're almost there, and we're going up the hill. And we're going up the hill sideways. Then we're going up this hill this sideways. And then we're kind of going, woo! And then we're going, woo! And then we're praying. And then we're going, Jesus, take the wheel. And I do believe he really did take the wheel because we got stuck. Hallelujah. And we still hadn't quite reached to our journey. So we walked in the dark of Africa. We walked. Didn't know if there was a cliff on this side. We didn't know what mountains were up here. But we had to walk 2 miles. An hour and a half later, we're still walking. We had 3 flashlights for 11 people. The road that's supposed to be flat like this ended up being V-shaped like this. And you're kind of walking, and you're going step by step, inch by inch. Slowly I turned. Wasn't sure was in the bushes following me. I'm telling you, all I know is that I could beat Shannon. I'd be faster than Shannon. No, I'm serious. The thing was, as we're laughing all about that now, but at the time, when you're sliding and slipping and sliding, you're kind of getting fearful. And one of the girls on our trip, it was her first trip with us, and she was crying. And I looked and I felt so bad because I go, I can see how you would be doing this. I mean, I laugh because that's my reaction to everything. I mean, I'm near death's door. I'm laughing because that's how I react. So we all comforted her because we said, you know what? I know exactly what you're feeling like. Fear is here, but God's in charge. He is. When you're sliding, slipping, darkest Africa, he's still in charge. It's calling trust. And we all have to, like, deal with the fear. So my fear was when I'm actually walking up the hill, I'm hearing stuff on the side of the bushes going, it's following me. I'm not kidding. I don't know what it is. It's following me. And I got advice from a friend who said, it's better not to know. She said, don't turn your flashlight that way to see what it was. Just keep walking. And so we did. We kept walking. We slipped. Some of us fell. Not once, but twice, but 3 times. I'm not naming names, Shannon, but I'm telling you that the lessons that we learn on these trips are from the simplest things of following the footsteps that are right in front of you when you're walking up a hill where you don't know where you're going. Don't know really how far that's going to be. And you're just seeing that one step in front of you. The Lord is like, teaches you. Lessons started popping in my mind quickly. You know, don't stray off the path. Follow the person in front of you. That's like God. Again, Christ is like throwing out these life lessons. But as we're walking up, and we're all very still kind of scared because I'm hearing animals. Someone said, did you hear that growl? I'm like going, oh my goodness. Then it's like up the hill comes this light, and we all thought it was an angel from the Lord coming, bringing light. And it happened to be this African woman with this old-fashioned kerosene light, carrying it, walking down this hill, going, hello. And we're going, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. And it was like an angel. Actually, she came and she helped us. It was really like, again, Caroline started crying. Why? Because her fear was starting to get to her, and the Lord answered her prayer because she was so scared. The Lord brought somebody from Africa to this woman, American woman, in the midst of Africa, and answered her prayer right there. Gave her strength and gave her hope that God is taking care of even the steps we are taking to who knows where, because we probably will never see it. But we kept walking, and as we finally got to our destination, we were mud-filled. I'm telling you, backpacks. It started raining. Did I mention that when we were walking? Did I mention that when we were in the van, that when we finally slammed in, one of our windows popped out? Did I mention that? I mean, there was things that were exciting. But as we got to our destination, here are these pastors waiting for us with buckets of water, and they proceeded to wash our feet. Humbling. Here they were dressed as nice as can be, and we are coming in as ragged could be. Some of us didn't even have our shoes on. I'm not mentioning names, but Mary had flips, and she had to walk in the Kenyan mud up the hill. And again, the Lord reminded me of things. I don't care how I make my race as long as I get there, and Christ is at the end. I don't care if I am mud-filled, my shoes are untied, or I don't have my shoes on, or if my pants are ripped, or if I'm muddy, or whatever. I want to finish the race that God has set before us. Is God so good about giving us lessons all the time? He was for me. So that was part of our trip to Africa. The one other thing I wanted to say is that I felt like I was a soldier in the Lord's army. I've heard that all my life. We're, you know, onward Christian soldiers. Well, I actually felt like that because it was a hurry up and wait kind of life we had there. We didn't know. The planning is we have 3 days of teacher training and then we have 5 days of vacation Bible school. But the thing about God is his timing is wonderful. It's always on time. I told you how we got there walking. Well, we didn't know how we were going to get to training the next day because you had to go down the hill. I will tell you this, and in the light of day, things are much different. I thought there were cliffs off the edge of the thing. It was pastures. I thought a panther was chasing me, following me all up that hill. It was a goat. But it had horns, and it could have been dangerous. I'm just saying. But see, in the light of day, again, when God sheds his light on you, you see around you. God had it all under control. In the dark and in the rain and in the mud and everything, I was getting a little scared and going, how are we ever going to do this? Again. The light of day, God had it all planned out. We didn't know how we were going to get down the hill. Well, he provided a tractor to pull the vans down. We had to wait around. And in that, all I knew is I wasn't responsible for anything else except what God had told me to do. And what did he tell me to do? Get ready to go teach. So I had all my stuff ready, and we just sat and waited. Jerry's been in the Marines, so he's kind of knows all about that stuff, but I hadn't been raised like that. I was like American time. Well, it's 9. We're supposed to be going. What's going on? They're going to miss all the stuff. We have people waiting for us. You know, that's how our minds start to work in America. Well, in Africa, God's timing is still perfect there. And in Africa, 9 o'clock came and went. 9:30 came and went. 10 o'clock is coming, and it left. And you're still waiting there, prepared. And normally I'd be going, okay, we need to go. What is going? Are we going to have to walk down? You know, my attitude start getting really Christ-like all the time. But this time, God was teaching me just to sit there and wait. And God's work will be done. Maybe not exactly how we planned it, but his work will be done. So we did teacher training in 2 days. Big deal. The teacher training happened that was supposed to happen. Vacation Bible School. Were we supposed to have 5 days? Yes. Did we? No. But did we get 5 days of Vacation Bible School into 3 days? You betcha we did. Because God's timing is so perfect. So we did 2 Vacation Bible Schools in 1 day. God brought the people. 500 kids later, God's word got out. I mean, I just kept seeing God's timing. What does that teach me when I come home? Well, he still does the same thing here, if I let him. But sometimes I start doing the, my timing, Lord, come on. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm planning. Well, God just says, could you just sit back and relax and be in my army and just let me be in charge? And the answer I have to say is, maybe. And then I have to say yes. So that's my Africa. I'm so glad that God let me go. I'm so glad I get to go with the people I went with. I'm so glad I was able to share and meet the people. They're beautiful. Oh, my goodness, they're so beautiful.